Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Does Nikki really want to marry John? Dino O'Brien and Mama Bella try to conquer their fears, and Bree spends way too much money. That and more on season 3, episode 7 of Toldo Bellas.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is one of my favorite songs, but I think it's a remake.
Anyway, yes, it is.
It's a remake. Uh-huh. But every time I pull up, this is like one of my favorite songs. I think I might add it to my wedding songs. So speaking of weddings.
Are you getting married?
I might.
Wasn't she just single like last week, guys?
So, this doesn't mean I can get married. I just don't have anything to marry yet. Jeez, I'm stomping on my dreams. Anywho, my name is TK Trinidad, and Nisa is out, but she will be back hopefully next week. But right beside me, I have the stylist to the stars, Monique Loveless.
Hey, everybody. It's Monique Loveless.
So what did you think of the show overall?
Okay, so this was a good episode. This picked up a little bit from the last episodes, but I am ready to just kind of like, I need them to decide what they want to do. I think that's what point we're at.
I kind of feel like if you are going back and forth, then maybe you just shouldn't get married. But, you know, just...
As much as they're going back... I feel like it's not even a back and forth between them. I feel like it's a back and forth between Nikki and herself.
Well, yeah, I think we'll get into all that.
Yeah.
But we also are going to get into the shadiest moments and talk a little news and all that good stuff as well.
Yes.
But let's kind of start off with... Nikki is actually start off with Bree and her decorating of the Brittany B office. So Bree decided she was a good sister when first John and Nikki broke up. She bought a house in San Diego, or they're renting a house, whatever. They have a house in San Diego, and part of the house was the room that, or the house that was supposed to be Nikki's room. They decided to convert it into Brittany B's office,
right?
And now it's time to decorate it because currently, I think Nikki's still at John's house. We don't know. I guess they're still.
I think they still have the house together because they're together. They're back together. She's planning the wedding now.
Yeah, but like in like real time, I think they're kind of back together.
Oh, they are back together. That was reported that they are back together.
Yeah, but then she did it's just all weird. But so they're gonna they're actually decorating Birdie B. So Bree apparently used to like paint and draw and do all this artist stuff, but now she has a baby and babies, you know, get into everything. So now she wants to decorate Birdie B. So they go to this place where she buys a phone. How much was the phone? Like $400? So she buys all these
It
was a lot.
I don't know. I think that little trinket thing was $400.
Yeah. She bought, which
she went crazy on some. And then she tried to justify it by saying, oh, Brian would like this because it's all recycled.
Yeah.
I like that this episode, they kind of focused on them more.
Well, yeah, because John, where was John? John wasn't even on the episode at all.
Well, he was playing the piano.
That was all of 30 seconds.
But I like that they kind of took they took us away from all of the John and Nikki stuff. Like, that's overpowering everything.
Right.
Even, like, I feel like even the career sector, like, them trying to get back in the ring and stuff. So I'm glad this was a better episode to kind of have it mixed up so we can see Bree doing some
stuff. That's what they have to do because I think people are getting so annoyed with the wedding stuff. Like, I think if they literally were getting ready for the wedding, everybody would want to see that. You want to see, you know, Nikki do the dress, which she did later on, but you want to see them doing all the little stuff. But John's not there, Nikki doesn't know she wants to marry him. It's just like too much,
right?
So I think they had to initially re-edit, and this was definitely like more of a filler.
It was a good one, though.
It was definitely
They showed her parking up on the curb, and she was just like, oh, forget about it. I don't care.
Yeah, which I do all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, that is such a non-driver.
I mean, at the end of the day, if it's not in the middle of the road, it's just enough, you're good to go, then, you know, whatever.
But everybody has their space. The curb is for people to walk on, not for you to drive on.
Whatever. Cool. You can drive me around then.
Well, just a quick shout out to Gabby McCoy. She says that Nikki was in their house yesterday for a photo shoot.
Oh, for the Birdie Bee? I think the Birdie Bee. Because they did a photo shoot. They did do a photo shoot. I saw a couple pictures. But that doesn't mean that she's staying there.
She probably is. I mean, Nikki ain't about to go get no house on her own.
That was some shade right there. Brie decides to get a painting or commission a painting. The starting of it was $10,000, which I know wrestlers make a lot of money, but obviously I was impressed, so I don't make as much money as they do.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, like, okay. Yeah. So would you, being the stylist and the artist and the one who appreciates all that good stuff, would you drop $10,000 on a commission painting?
If I had it, yes. Clearly they had it because Brian wasn't too, I mean, when we get further, he wasn't too, he kind of laughed it off. I mean, he said something, but he kind of laughed it off. But other than that, yes, I actually buy paintings. I buy art. Oh. I like buying art because art is actually an asset, which, you know, anytime you buy it, it really is going to be towards your liability.
Right.
So it's only going to make your net worth grow, and that's what's the most important.
Financial show with the Monique Lucas.
I need one. No.
I mean, that sounds legit right there. Just saying.
But it's real. And I actually enjoy it. Like, you know, you go to, you know, wine tastings and look at the art, or I really like Thomas Kinkade and stuff like that. True. So it's actually a really nice, when you have pieces. I have two pieces. I have two Thomas Kinkades. So
okay. I actually know who that is, but that was from our class. So you think it was definitely worth it for them to do that?
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you buy art, it's definitely worth it.
So Brian decides, you know, because obviously he didn't go too crazy about it, but he's like, this is more for you, whereas for us. But why can't Brie have a me thing? Why does it have to be an us thing? Or is it just the way how she framed it, where she was like trying to make it an us thing, but it wasn't a me thing? And Brian's like, well, if you want it to be an us thing, then it should be an us thing.
Right. I think she felt bad after he put her on blast about this fraud charge. So to justify it, she made it an us thing, but it was really about her. And I think to me, it's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Like putting $10,000 into something, yes, is a down payment. $30,000 into a full is expensive, but when you get it appraised, it's going to be more than that.
Right.
So, like I said, it's a liability. I mean, you know, it's part of your
But at the assets, end of the day, not say a liability. Hypothetically, right? The world has now ended. Zombies are running the world, right? You can't really do anything with those paintings.
Well, you can sell them off. If anything happens, you can start selling your stuff off, right?
Ain't nobody care about no paintings when the zombies are trying to kill you.
We're not going to have no zombies out here trying to kill. Like, you watch. The shade is not coming, guys, today at all for me.
just saying. I mean, I might want to invest in, like, a gun or something. Like, a really, like, high-quality gun so that...
That's violence. That promotes violence.
What if it's a nice crafted piece? And then, if the zombies do attack, you can use the gun.
We are not having attacking zombies. Just saying. I don't agree.
Just putting it out there.
I don't believe in attacking zombies. And if that's... No.
Okay.
If that's the case, all my stuff is just going to stay in the house and I'm going to just make sure that I go out on my own.
We're just going to go on a whole rabbit hole, but I'm going to leave that alone because I know Jeff is going to be like, move on. At the beginning of the episode, Kathy was she was kind of being like not a backseat driver, a passenger seat driver.
Yeah, a passenger seat driver. Which, she has an anxiety.
Which I kind of have, I kind of understand, but I keep it in control where I do it in my mind and I try not to flinch because some people drive a little bit on the crazy side.
Yeah, some people do.
So, and...
I feel like you're one of those people, though.
Drive on crazy side? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
you park on curbs.
I've never been in an accident that's my fault, but I definitely am not... Well, one, I don't like driving. So I think if you're a person who doesn't like driving, then your driving skills are probably not that great.
But do you think that Kathy doesn't like driving?
It might be.
Because she seemed to get in the car when they brought the car to her. She seemed to drive fine.
Yeah, well, if you're driving short, then that's fine. But driving, like, through traffic or long distances, that's a person who... And, or if you're not driving all the time, then you don't mind driving.
Yeah, I don't mind driving. Right. I like driving.
Hate driving.
Really?
Hate it.
You don't just get in the car and, like, blast the music and, like, just drive down...
Drive down where? In Los Angeles?
Like, PCH or nothing? To go to the beach?
Clearly,
nothing.
We are living different lives.
We are living different lives.
Whatever you need to do so I can get some fancy paintings and go to wine. Because all I can think of when I go, if I go to a wine thing looking at paintings, I'm thinking of, okay, I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to do this. I need to get to jail. Like, I'm literally running down my list. Like, I can't enjoy stuff like that.
Yeah, you just got to level up a little bit.
We are doing...
So Kathy is in the car. They decide to give her a little bit, little doses of her medicine. So she is driving. Now John, her husband, is the passenger, and Brian is in the back. John is essentially doing exactly what Kathy is doing to him. But of course, Kathy suffers from a little bit of anxiety. Mm-hmm. So she's getting, like, all over the place, which is a crazy thing because that definitely messes people up who have anxiety. Or even if you're a driver that pays attention, like, that stuff phases you a little bit.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I also do the TMZ tours once in a while. This lady on the back of the bus decided to scream out a celebrity. And it literally made the driver brake because she said it in such a way that it was actually a person. It turned out to be nobody and she was causing a joke. But that could have literally gotten everybody in the bus, which is 25 people, in a serious accident.
Yeah.
So doing that is just not a good idea. And they themselves, everybody in the car with Kathy, could have ended terribly.
Well, JJ made a great point when he said that when she does that, it could be startling to the actual driver.
Right.
Oh, okay. So you're saying John and JJ.
To a driver who has anxiety, that could be even worse. So it's startling to you. But if you don't necessarily suffer from anxiety, you'd be like, get the F out of here, stop doing that. But if you suffer from anxiety, like, the situation might happen, and then, you know, because obviously she's flustered. Which causes Daniel Bryan and Kathy to go to...
Is this the first time that we've seen them have an outing just together?
I think this might have been the second time. I think they have done something in the past.
Have they?
Yeah, because he's noted it before. I think they have done, like, one other thing in the past that we've seen. But it looks like they have a really close relationship. But I'm sure Bosa is going to answer the question on the live chat. Shout out to Bosa. So they essentially go indoor skydiving.
Yeah.
Have you done that before? It's at Universal.
I've actually... Okay. Oh, see, boy. I got everybody in the chat already dragging me. It's okay. I've actually been... actual skydiving. The real skydiving.
Y'all gonna drag me for that
clearly.
One?
Clearly, I'm doing something wrong with my life because I don't be sipping wine and looking at art and actual skydiving and all this other stuff. But, you know, we having a meeting on Saturday, so maybe I can level my game up.
Demo said Monique on the PCH with her paintings in the back.
Telling you. And then she has those, it's like those movies where they have the handkerchief tied around her head and her hair is kind of flowing in the back. Drop top.
I wanted those.
Yeah, she wanted those. And then the glasses. That's you, clearly.
People are always talking about me that I'm bougie. But I like, no, I'm just adventurous. I like to try different things. At least try it once to be like, so I'm glad that they did try this because it's like, at least try something once to say that you don't like it or that you do like it.
Oh, no, I'm not hating on that. I agree. They should have done that. I'm just saying that, you know, I know all this stuff about you. Like, I want to do that stuff too, but I'm not there yet. And clearly, Monique is, and I didn't know that. So, I mean, I guess we need to hang out a little bit more so I can get on her level, but yeah.
Right, you got to level up a little bit.
Level up. Speaking of level up, what can our listeners and viewers do to level up?
Definitely. So, Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. So make sure you hit the subscribe, everyone. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us to be the ESPN of TV talk. Woo! So make sure you guys subscribe. We love you guys.
She can read, y'all.
She had to throw some shade. I almost didn't catch it either. She just had to.
So Nikki and Bree, so they're, you know, working on this wedding thing. They're in San Diego. The bachelor party is in 9 weeks.
I feel like Brie actually did step up to the plate. Mm-hmm. I like that she did, like, was like, you know, since John is not here, I have to step up to the plate.
Right.
But rewinding back, Nikki asked 10 people to be her bridesmaids when she knew she only wanted 2.
Well, if you're in a chat with a bunch of people on a regular basis, then I would consider those people your friend. And then it's not talking about business. So maybe she felt, because she talks to these people on a regular basis more often than everybody else, then those people might feel like they should be in the wedding. Like, I feel like if we are talking every day and then you go and get married and, like, I know everything about your business and then I'm not included in the wedding, I'm going to feel, like, slighted. Unless you tell me, like, no, I only want this one person. Because I've heard it, because you've already told me about this person.
Yeah, you know what that's what I'm saying. She should have just held off on it. She shouldn't have just said in the group chat, hey, I want all of you guys to be my bridesmaids.
Well, like, it seems like Nikki's a pleaser, too. Like, that's something she has to deal with.
Yeah, but then her friends have to get annoyed like they were at the dinner
table. Yeah, that blonde one.
She was letting her have it.
She's like, well, why? I'm like,
she was like, that's your problem. Like, you're always trying to she kind of put her out on camera.
Yeah.
But I do understand that. I understand kind of where she's coming from, because you get all excited to be a bridesmaid. You're like, it's a special moment for your friend.
Do you really want to be a bridesmaid? You have to purchase a dress. The dress might be ugly. Now you have to, like, who really likes going to weddings? Sorry, Jeff.
Right, because he's about to have one.
I know he was. But, I mean, it just seems like such a, unless it's the family, but it just seems like so much.
Work.
So much, not work, but it's just like, you obviously are happy for the person's love and all this other stuff, but it's like, okay, like, now you're walking down the aisle, you're doing all these traditions, like, I get it, but I'm just not, like, send me some pictures. Like, I'd rather have an amazing dinner with close friends and talk some ish than the whole other stuff. And I got, like, I love, like, I did beauty pageants just for the dresses. Like, I understand that part, but part of me just being to quite a few weddings, like, it's almost like going to somebody's, like, show. Like, I want to support you, but...
But if it's your best friend and you talk to this person on a regular basis, I feel like you're going to want to be there to support them and to be in their wedding. It's actually a fun thing because you're there standing next to them to celebrate this day.
No.
Well...
Like, I want to be that person
she
where...
She needs to level up, guys. Anyways,
I want to be that person where if you have any issues or, like, Nikki's, like, the anxiety, like, I want to be that person, the voice of reason. Like, I'm always the person, like, you can call or whatever. But the day of the wedding, it's just, like, almost prepping for, like, anything that takes, like, extremely long time, like CrossFit events, track events, all that stuff is just too much. Like watching, going to a friend who's like a CrossFitter or who runs track, it's like you're there all day to watch them perform all of 15 minutes. Well, don't want to see. Even beauty pageants. Like, I love being a part of it, but after my very first one, because I did like 6 or 7 of them. After my first one, I stopped inviting people. It's just too much. Don't want, like, I understand. Here, this is when it's happening, but you are don't feel like you're obligated to go.
But at the end of the day, it's not about you. It's about your friend.
Yeah, but so if you invite me to the wedding.
Yes.
Right? And it's going to be this big pomp and circumstance thing, I'm probably not going to go.
You're not going to go to the wedding at all?
Probably not.
You would not be my friend.
Clearly, because I haven't leveled up. So, okay. But it's just like one of those things where it is about you. And maybe part of my selfishness is like, okay, it's about you, so I'm going to let it be about you. Mm-hmm. I might make an appearance in one of those events, because the weddings is not just the wedding. You have like the before the wedding thing, you have the bachelorette party, you have all this other stuff. I might make an appearance to one of those, but then the actual wedding, where it takes a full day out of my calendar, and I could be actually relaxing, because you need a vacation from that wedding.
So you're just basically saying that you wouldn't want to be a bridesmaid, so you would have been okay with her telling you that.
I mean, you might give me a good dress because you have some style, but I don't know that I want to like drop, because when are you gonna wear this dress again?
Oh no, my bridesmaids, if I have any, because I don't really like weddings.
So she's been arguing this thing for the whole time and she don't even like weddings? Really?
I just think the ceremony part of a wedding is kind of like just not. No, but I like reception, so, you know.
Well, that's
maybe you have it a full party.
That's my thing. Like, my ideal is that, like, you can do the reception, you go off to the vacation, come back, and then in 5 years, that's when you have, like, the super wedding. Because you lasted 5 years. Like, my thing is, again, sorry, Jeff. My thing is, if you get married and then you get divorced 2 years later, I want my gift back.
You see, we already talked about this. And you, no.
Yes. Yes.
Joseph said that is just TK saying that she doesn't want to put up with her friend being too much of a bridezilla.
Probably. But see, I'm the wrong person.
That is true. I can see that about you. Yeah, like, but I don't want to put up with that.
But then I'll also tell you, like, look, you're making this way complicated than what it really is. This is what you wanted to do. This is what you said you wanted to do for years. Essentially what Bree did.
Yeah.
So,
But I do believe that her friend was a little upset when she said she didn't want any bridesmaids.
But how can you be upset if you already know that this is what she's known for doing? It's just like, if you have a friend who's known for lying all the time, right? And they've been lying all the time, and then they finally do a lie where you actually believe them, how are you going to be upset when you find out that the friend lies? You should be upset for yourself, because you know that friend lies all the time.
That's true.
Or if somebody cheats on you, and you take them back, and then they cheat again, and they cheat again, and they cheat again, and you get upset at them for cheating, like,
I'm going to just be biased. I feel like her friend was a little, not upset. She might have just been a little annoyed because she was feeling like, yay, I'm excited. You're finally getting married. We're finally able to celebrate you. And now you're telling us you don't want anybody.
Yeah, but then the other friend was right. It's your wedding. Do whatever you want to do.
She was. So that other friend, on that note, she
that
was.
Other friend, I mean, I don't
she
know.
Was.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever with that other friend. She needs some real friends, some ride or die friends. Like, all right, bitch, whatever, cool. Just roll with it.
She needs a ride
or
die friend.
And then you could have a friend like me. He's like, I'll come to the bachelorette party. But you probably won't see me at the wedding. Yeah.
I don't want
to
be at the wedding.
I'll Skype me.
You don't want to be actually at the wedding?
I really don't have any. Another thing, too, probably because at this very moment, for you guys who don't follow me, I used to run track. I have like hamstring injuries. Like, my body's like just literally falling apart at the moment. Like, I'm in a lot of pain. Like, the last thing I want you to do is invite me to be part of your wedding and now to stand on there while you say your vows.
But you would show up. You would be at.
Probably not.
No, not as a bridesmaid, but you would come.
Yeah,
to...
no.
Oh my gosh.
No. You're like, that's the same thing with athletic. That's why I got into emceeing, like, track events and CrossFit events. It's like, then I can watch the competitors, but I'm also working and getting paid. So maybe if you actually, here is the thing. Because I might want to get into, like, emceeing for weddings. Here's the thing. If you invite me to be the emcee for the wedding, then guaranteed I'll probably be there. Because I'll give you a discount, but you probably have to pay me.
Oh.
But something that you do, something that you don't have to pay for is iTunes and YouTube, right. All that good stuff.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us 5 stars. If it's anything less, just don't bother. On YouTube, we do read your comments. I'm kind of slipping on the comments, but we do read your comments. We definitely keep track of the live chat because y'all have been, you know, popping on. Who's on that live chat today?
Right. Everybody. Demo, Joseph, Dang MQ, Star Drew.
There was somebody else who was agreeing with me. That's the zombie quotes. Gabby.
Yeah, Gabby.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah.
Demo, TK, you want the gift back? Yes, I want the gift back. They get divorced.
She's cutthroat.
Look, if I give you.
It says cut TK a check if you want her to come to your wedding. Right. Like, come on now.
It's going to be discounted.
I'm not inviting you to anything.
Mm-mm. Why? Look, I got you hooked up on, when we went out to dinner, I got you guys hooked up on the patties and stuff like that. Like, it guaranteed if I invite you to something and if I don't tell you it's going to cost X, Y, and Z, the likelihood of you getting hooked up is a higher amount.
Yeah, you are the discount queen.
Not discount.
Okay, the hookup queen.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds you're the hookup. Kind of
okay, yeah, yeah. You know. You're the hookup queen.
So I'm just saying, especially if I get you like an expensive gift, like I want it back. What if I get you a commissioned painting of the both of you guys? Provided you guys are both cute, I could sell that for something. Just saying.
No. You would have to sue me for it.
Just, well, clearly I'm not getting you anything for your wedding. So wedding plans. So what are you thinking? Do you think Nikki and John are currently together?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they're actually going to do this wedding thing, or do you think Nikki's actually over the whole wedding thing? Like the thought process of it, of wanting it from since she was a young girl, seemed great, but now it's just daunting and she's just good with living with John and just having a baby, like doing it the wedlock style.
I feel like in this particular episode, she doesn't seem happy with planning this wedding at all. And then she said that John wasn't around, so she doesn't feel happy. I honestly feel like a wedding is for the woman, and it, men don't, I mean, I know Brian got involved with
heavily
Bree,
involved,
but Brian has that more. Yeah, he has that more. He's more in touch with his emotional side.
Mm-hmm.
John is more, don't drag me. John is more, not masculine, but he has more of a, like a very.
Brian needs to essentially schedule a long period of time for them to actually do it. Whereas John probably might do a couple booty calls. Some quickies.
I don't know about all that.
Said that. Dinah O'Brien, Bree has said when they get intimate, they never have quickies.
Oh, yeah. John and definitely Nikki have quickies. Yeah. That's
like, look, Nikki, we got.
I'm surprised.
We got 10 minutes before I get back in this limo to go and shoot this movie.
He definitely does. But even with her wedding dress trying on, when Bree was like, oh, I really felt like during this time she got really happy and maybe it'll take off.
Mm.
I just don't feel like, I feel like Nikki really needs to figure out what she wants and stop this back and forth. Like, and stop, this is what I'm thinking she is thinking. That I don't want to let him go. And if I go off and do my thing and try to figure me out, he's going to leave me and be with someone else.
But she doesn't want to do that.
She's trying to keep both sides. She's trying to have both. I don't like saying have your cake and eat it too because I want my cake. But if you have, let's just say, don't have two cakes and eat both of them. Like, I think she's trying to have two cakes.
I don't think that's what she's thinking, because now John has proven that since he's come back and he said he agreed to the kids. Now John has proven that, and he said that.
Where, yeah, you know, but John is very, like, John is very straight to the point. If she was like, hey, I really want us to break up. I need to figure me out. I don't know how long it's going to be.
Which she's done. Which she had it. She did.
Well, not really. They were still talking every day. She was still like, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you text me? She was still asking him those type of questions. It means that you're still interested. If you're still interested, he knows that you're there. If you're not there, then John is the type of person who I think just may try to move on.
Here's the thing. Here's what I think that Nikki is thinking. I think that it's clear that John, you know, he's showing a little bit of emotion on this season. Don't give me that. Just listen first.
No, I'm listening. I was clear in my throat. No, I was clear in my throat.
So I think it's clear that John beyond, because I was questioning the love between the both of them at the beginning of the season. It's clear that John really loves Nikki, mm-hmm. To the extent that if she were to, you know, ghost him, he would make every effort to get back together with her. Now, however, if she were to ghost him for like 6 months and it officially, like it's officially over, then he'd probably move on.
Exactly.
But then that means that she doesn't truly love him either, if you can ghost somebody like that.
No,
I'm not done.
That's not true. But so, okay.
My thing is, I think because Nikki's such a people pleaser, if she were to tell John, hey, like, I'm going to be doing this, that for the wedding. I don't need you to try the dress because it's tradition. I don't need you that. But I want you to fly to this place at this time so we can pick out this stuff together. Give him specifics. Then he would probably make the time to do it. But because she's such a people pleaser, he has his schedule set out and she carries herself like she can handle it and it's not a big deal, where it's obviously a big deal because she's not having fun doing it. And I think she would have more fun doing that, doing all that stuff, which I think I might just hire someone. Like, look, figure it out. I'd hire somebody to do that.
I just want to go down to the Justice of the Peace and call it a day.
I think I really just want to buy the... So this is so like...
You just want to get a dress.
Yeah, this is so like 2018. Like, I really just want to buy the bomb-ass dress, take a picture in a nice place with the boo, and skip the rest of it and go on vacation.
You got Rent the Runway, so...
Rent the Runway?
Rent the Runway.
What's that?
It's like where you can rent like gowns and stuff like
that. Wait, Jeff, why did you do that sound though? What's wrong with that?
You gotta celebrate, TK.
That is a celebration. It's an Instagram celebration. You take the picture, everybody's celebrating.
That's so millennial.
I know, right? She's trying to do it for the gram.
Doing it for the gram.
No, you do it for your husband. I look
hot. He's gonna be in the picture too.
Oh, I look hot.
My hair is on point. My waist is snatched. He looks hot. Everybody's happy. Then we go on vacation. Nobody wants to see the rest. Like, after about, if you go on Instagram and you post like 20 pictures of the same thing, I'm over it. I don't want to see it. Just show me three.
Yeah, but people, I mean, and really, then, the and wedding then I is the
pregnancy picture, that naked one. Boom. That's all you need. One
oh
and two.
Oh my gosh, I can't with you. I really just can't.
You don't even like weddings. That's what you would do. Would you go to Justice of the Peace and do a Jennifer Lopez style in that movie?
I would.
That's the same thing.
I'd probably go in some, like, cat suit and just bun up and go marry my husband and have a reception later.
I know. I don't want no reception.
Well, I'm the only child, so my mom is really gung-ho about, you know.
That speaks a lot.
She's really upset because I told her I don't want a wedding. So, you know, that is what it is. But clearly, we're not getting to this wedding anytime soon.
So it's 7 weeks till the wedding. We clearly know that they missed that because that was the May 5th date. So they had broken up in like January, February. Mm-hmm. They got back together. Mm-hmm. Then they broke up again. The mm-hmm. May 5th date passed. So now we are where we are right now. And there hasn't been an official date that has been leaked because, you know, we asked JJ and he.
I'm really wanting to know, like, now, are they just trying to keep everything secret? Because their relationship was so public. Mm-hmm. Is Nikki really trying to work on keeping everything low-key so that she's working on herself, too? Because mm-hmm. it seems like she's doing a lot of back and forth for herself. Because she is a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. So, as a people pleaser, you're trying to please that person. But you also are fighting with yourself because you may not want that. And I think Brie is always in her ear about what she's been talking about mm-hmm. and what she really wants. So I feel like she's fighting that. And I want to see now if they're keeping their maybe relationship a little more private so that they could work that out.
I think John would be happy with going to Justice of the Peace.
I think that John, I don't know. John is very lavish. I'm not sure about that.
He is, but I think he's lavish because of his family. Like, he does the dinners and stuff like that because, like, he said, I didn't have this growing up. But when he also wanted to have the wedding in Newbury.
Because his
family there. So I think he's lavish because of his family. I feel like if he wasn't so close to his family, then that wouldn't be necessary. And then if we strip it all down, if Nikki's like, I just want to be with you. I just don't want to do this thing. You're not here to help me and it's not fun. I just want to get married. I just want to be with you. He would be okay with that. But it feels like because Nikki is so close to the family might be getting upset with that. Like, it seems like they're both actually people pleasing for both their families.
Well, yeah. So. I don't know. I think Nikki has always wanted the big, huge wedding with the long dress and everything.
Don't. Those big weddings. Jeez, I can't. I really can't. It's just like you sit there and you sit there and you sit there and you wait for them to come down. And it's just like, oh my gosh. And then you wait for the food because they're going to take pictures and you have to wait for that. Then you like, God forbid they don't have an open bar. Like, that's the worst. Like, at least let me get tipsy while I'm waiting for you to come and get the reception. Like,
oh my God.
Just saying. Jeff, you have the open bar, right?
Of course.
Okay. Yes.
Of course we have the open bar.
Okay,
yes.
just checking because
I forgot how to turn up my volume. Yeah. For a
don't do that. Don't do that to the people coming to your wedding. We need an open bar because
the only two non-negotiables for us were great music and open bar.
Yes, yeah. That makes a great party.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes a great party.
Because if you do if you can't do an open bar, then it's probably not the time for you to get married.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I agree with you on that one.
Just wait 6 more months, save up the pennies. Like, just don't, you're going to make the people who already spent the day and then say they're coming from somewhere else, now they buy the hotel and all this other stuff, and then you're going to make them pay for their own drinks and then tip the waiter?
No.
Oh, also fun fact for my folks who are kind of on the ethnic side, bring some dollars to tip the waiters and the bartenders because there's nothing worse than them working hard. They got paid maybe $2.50 or $3 or something like that. Bring some dollars to
us people of color.
I'm just saying, no. Okay. Ethnic folks means people who do ethnic things.
Oh, okay.
Meaning that everybody has that crazy auntie. Everybody POC. Has that. Everybody has that. Everybody has that uncle. Everybody has that one person who says they're on time, but they always come 30 minutes late. It's an ethnic trait. You can be whatever you want to be. You know.
So I probably won't make it to the wedding. I'll probably make it to the reception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like halfway through when the food's like.
Well, when the food is.
Yeah,
coming out. I usually try to make it by then, but I give good gifts. But with you, I would want my gift back.
I will get, look, if I get married and after 2 years doesn't make it, like, I'll be like, no, dude, we rolling this out for 5.
At least.
We gonna be miserable for 3 until we figure this out.
Oh my gosh. That's what I feel like Nikki's trying to do. She's trying to be miserable so that she can figure it out. Until she figures it out.
Oh boy. Let's go into our shady moments.
Yes, the shade.
I don't think, do we have a drop for this? I don't know. I can't remember. Oh, there we go.
He had it up. I was like, I'm waiting for it because he had it up.
What's your shady Bella moment?
My shady Bella moment is when Brian literally, when he was like, we had a fraud charge, and Reed was like, no, it's not a fraud. Did you realize that he called her by her like whole first government name?
Oh,
he was like,
I didn't know.
Brianna.
Didn't
he never does that. And he was like, Brianna, are you serious?
I know she could have I don't know. Does she have to let him know if it's both their money?
I'm thinking that they share an account.
They do, but they both probably put money in the account.
Are you going to share an account with your husband?
Yeah, I'll have a sharing and I'll have
your own account, right? That's what I said.
My Spanish teacher in second year.
People think I'm crazy for that.
No, my Spanish teacher, she's from Venezuela, in second year Spanish. She said, look, if you get married, have your own account
and then
for the rainy day.
Right.
And then have a joint account.
Well, I like to shop, so I want to have my own account so I can do my own thing. Even when I am with my husband, I don't have to ask him all these things. But then we need a shared account for bills and stuff like that.
Yeah, unless he's bad with money, which then I just can't get married to you at all anyway. But unless,
not that I expect to be paying that many bills, but you know. Anyway, that was my favorite shady moment in the episode. Oh, and when the friend got mad, she threw a little shade, okay?
So my shady moment is Nikki is essentially, they're talking about the wedding, and Nikki says, John wants to stay traditional. Damn! And Brie was like, interesting. With the so much shade, like, oh, you want to stay traditional, but this dude's not here helping out with the wedding.
Right. That's true.
Just saying. But she gives her sister a lot of shade, so I can appreciate
they
it.
They both give shade.
So, predictions.
Okay. I don't know what to predict. Oh, we got the little music.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. I continue to say this. I just want Nikki to make up her mind. We don't care what you do, Nikki. We don't care if you stay or if you leave, if you want to get married, if you don't, if you got onto the Justice of the Peace, if you just whatever. Just make up your damn mind, because this is starting to just get just too much.
Yeah.
Starting to become too much.
Well, think about it. They're going on The Bachelor. It's a two-part thing where they're going to be in Paris. They're going on The Bachelor's weekend.
The Bachelor.
And I'm sure, I mean, you should be hanging out with people that are either your level or, like, above. So, I guess Monique and I are not hanging out because I need to step in my game. But anyways, you're supposed to be hanging out with your level or above. And maybe the people who think they're on your level, they might have, you know, actually saved a paycheck or two to go to Paris for how many days?
Yeah.
Right? And, yeah, if it was a girls' trip, then it didn't necessarily have to be at that time of year. So now you're expecting your friends to celebrate this thing, and you still don't even know if you want to get married.
That is true. That's a whole shade episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
because the next episode, they're going to Paris. It's mm-hmm. a two-part episode. And I just feel like she still doesn't know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a two-part episode. And she, to have all that time, I mean, I guess, like she said, it's a girl's vacation.
No, she said it feels like a girl's vacation because she doesn't feel like she's actually getting married.
But John's you got to turn up with your girl in Paris. I mean, why not?
Yeah, but it's different on what the game plan is. So the game plan is we're actually going there to celebrate you for your bachelorette. Then the mindset's a little bit different because now it's all geared to you.
Really? Because right? I just turn up no matter what.
Guess it's that only child thing. But when...
Hey, I'm the life of the party, honey. Okay? So, I don't know. If even your bachelorette party, it is a girl's thing, even though it's about you, it's still a girl's...
Right. But it's still about that person. If it's a girl's trip, then it's now about everybody. Say there's some single girls in the party that you want to get them, you know, laid that weekend or whatever. It's a little bit different. So, and the thing is, on top of that as well, you have all these girls preparing. They've reserved the date. They might have had something to do. Somebody else's wedding to go to, but now they're going to yours. You know, they might have gotten a babysitter. All these elements that people never know that, don't take this wrong, Jeff, but it's kind of like almost an inconvenience because you have your life going on. You know what I'm saying? So they plan this. They have you in the schedule and you don't even know if you want to get married. And now you have this date reserved for this person's wedding, and then what?
Well, it's Paris. I mean, if it's about you or not, it's Paris. Like,
I mean, you got
to go to Paris. It wasn't like she was like, yay, everybody, let's go down to Miami or Vegas.
But maybe,
like, then I would have been like, girl, you wasting my time.
But maybe.
But it's Paris. I mean, I'm going to go to Paris.
Yeah,
anyway.
But maybe, say if there's a married couple, maybe that person wanted to go to Paris with her husband. And she could have used that marinade to go to Paris. I like bringing Sam to the beach. Like, if I'm going to, we're going to roll, then I want to bring my dude so we can do some stuff. Like, I don't want to be sleeping by myself in a room and then we celebrate the next day. Like, we could turn up anytime, but, like, let's all bring our dudes. Why?
Ew, no. No, 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 no. No. You're young. You're supposed to live. You don't need him all up on you and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, because now you're underneath the Eiffel Tower doing some stuff. Anywho, clearly we party different. But where can they find you, Miss Stylist to the Stars?
Hey, you can find me on all platforms at Miss Mo Loveless. That's MS Mo Loveless. And also make sure you check me out on Monday nights at 8 p.m. for Shades of Blue.
So you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. We have an amazing show. So if you do like wrestling, check out Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. We have a lot of episodes kind of coming up. We're finishing up or wrapping up season one. Season two is coming up. A lot of great guests. You can also find me on TMZ, Talking That Ish. Also a new YouTube thing coming down the pipes.
Check you out.
Well, other than that, like I said, we will catch you next week.
Bye.
Ciao.
Listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.